Mike Hogan from TSN in Toronto joins us now. Mr. Hogan, what's happening?
I won't do topless.
Nice. Well, hey, that's better than bottomless. The Edmonton Eskimos literally and figuratively ran all over the Saskatchewan Roughriders last week. The Argos run defense, what are they going to do to shut down not only John White, but, you know, Mike Riley and the unpredictability of a running quarterback?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And obviously, I think it's like, you know, football 101. If you're going to keep a cornerback like Mike Riley, from killing you with his legs, you got to keep him in the pocket. And, you know, they have to establish an edge. They have to keep him in the pocket. And, you know, there's one problem solved. Then there's that John White fellow who's not too bad. And he, as you mentioned, went crazy a week ago. That was a problem the Argos had in Calgary 3 weeks ago, 2 games ago, when they had that collapse for the ages when they were up 29-3 late in the second quarter and ended up blowing the football game. It was a whole lot of John Cornish in the second half of that football game. So they worked hard on that, preparing for the BC Lions a week ago. The front four can be dominant, but they're going to have to play for the next a little while, maybe the rest of the season, without Cleon Lang, an Edmonton native who hurt his arm. It might be a torn bicep. Nobody's saying that one way or the other, but that is not good. He's a Canadian. He's a great Canadian player, and he's out of the lineup, so that's not going to help, that's for sure.
Who comes in his replace?
Logan Harrell will be in there tomorrow. They really run a fairly substantial rotation on the D-line, and he'll be the guy that's going to be up first. He really impressed people. He's a kid from Fresno State. Some CFL fans will certainly know the name because it's very hard to pronounce. Tristan Opa-Laugo has been a real find for the Argonauts at defensive end. These two were teammates at Fresno State. And Harrell is actually the guy that in the preseason opened a few eyes. He's one of those guys that might not be as big as some defensive tackles, but he's got that motor that he just never gives up on a play. So he might be a guy that Eskimo fans will look at tomorrow and say, who the heck is that guy? I like the way he plays. I wish he wasn't doing that against us. But he'll probably get the most reps tomorrow instead of Cleon Lang.
Looking at the offensive side of the ball, you know, Ricky Ray second in the league in passing yards. He's easily the most experienced quarterback in the league. I don't think there's any argument. But, you know, after Chad Owens, the receiving core, Mike, there's not a lot to offer. I know injuries have played a part in it. But, you know, Barnes, we saw him here in yeah. Edmonton, and he's only got 24 catches on the season. You know, what do they do to the passing game? Like, do they have someone who can become a legitimate number two?
I'm not sure, and that's what they have to establish. Do you want to hear one of the most fascinating stats of all this year? Right now, out of the 9 teams in the CFL, only 4 teams have thrown 14 or more touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Ricky Ray has thrown 14 touchdown passes to different receivers.
Wow.
14 different receivers have scored a touchdown for the Argonauts this year. It's been one of those games. 20 receivers have caught a pass from Ricky Ray, and Ricky Ray has actually caught one himself on a carom. So there have been 21 different receivers for the Argonauts this year. They had 7 guys from the receiving corps on the injured list at the same time. So they've been trying to establish some guys. If you're going to look for somebody who has had a couple of good games as far as being a receiver, it's been a bit nightmarish returning the football because he's had 3 fumbles, or 2 fumbles returning the fumble, football, and 1 as a receiver. But Lavon Brazil is a guy who played last year for the Indianapolis Colts, failed a second test, testing positive for marijuana a year ago. He was released by the Colts. Because he was released on top of the suspension, he became a free agent in the CFL, and the Argos snapped him up. And he has looked very good as a receiver, had a very good touchdown catch against BC 2 weeks ago in the last game, had a very good game in Calgary in the collapse. But there's a guy who has stepped it up, and if you're looking for a complimentary receiver right now to go with the Owens and Barnes known sort of factor that Ray has with them, Brazil may be the guy that is going to turn some heads down the stretch.
Mike Hogan, voice of the Toronto Argonauts, joins us. Mike, the Eastern Conference, obviously they were getting shellacked in the first half of the season. Now, Hamilton's turned things around. Montreal's playing better. You know, Ottawa's being competitive. They probably should have won some of the games that they found ways to lose. And even Toronto, you know, these teams, it took them a long time to get going. What's been the biggest improvement of the Argos that should concern the Eskimos tomorrow afternoon?
Health. Just health. Health and the fact that the defense is coming together. They seem to have the back end set now. It's been a mishmash with guys going in trying to play, the Sam linebacker. There have been different guys trying that, different guys at the corner, different guys at the second in the defensive half spot. But it's just been, for the most part, the same core of guys, and it's just trying to find the right chemistry, who is where. And, you know, we're going to see tomorrow Jamie Robinson, who has played the Sam, who has played the corner. He's going to be at a defensive half spot tomorrow. So I think they've got some decent personnel. It's just trying to find which piece of the puzzle fits in which place. And for the most part, you know, that seems to be the solution there. On offense, honestly, it's just getting guys healthy. And now Chad Kackert might play his way back into the mix as well. He's on the practice roster, the MOP of the Grey Cup a couple of years ago. He really hurt his ankle before the playoff game last year. So he seems to be ready to go. He's back practicing on the PR. So, you know, for honestly, I think in the East it's just been health more than anything else. There were some banged up old linemen, and Hamilton still are, but the quarterback was down, and then the backup quarterback was down. So they've got a pulse at quarterback. The Argos have a pulse at receiver. Montreal found a guy who can play quarterback because the Heisman Trophy winner sure couldn't. And all of a sudden, the East is looking a little bit better. While you start getting some injuries in the West, with the quarterback situation in Saskatchewan being front and center, and you see them taking a little bit of a step backward. So I think it's just health more than anything else. In all honesty, that was a problem in the East, and now you're seeing some teams get healthy again and start to get more than competitive. The East has had the West number the last couple of weeks.
One last one for you, Mike. Do you understand the thought process of the Red Blacks? Why wouldn't they trade Henry Burris? They could always re-sign him in the summer.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously, I think they just want to keep some continuity there. It was an interesting decision to go with Henry because he had a tremendous year last year. There's no question about that. You knew a veteran quarterback like that was going to make things easier in a transition period. For guys who are coming to everybody's coming to a new organization, he was a guy who could settle them down. But you're right, there's a time to pull the ripcord and maybe get something for him. And he would, you know, as much as Rider fans have ridden Henry Burris over the years, he's a better option than what they have right now. And it's a very good team in Saskatchewan. Burris right now is better than Cenceri, so I don't know why they wouldn't pull that deal. You know, you get some futures for Ottawa. They can go out and try and acquire a quarterback in the offseason or get their backup, you know, from BC, get him healthy again. Maybe there's your solution. So I don't know what it is as far as the Red Blacks' thinking goes, but I'm with you. I think dealing Henry right now to Saskatchewan might not be a bad thing.
Mike, always good to talk to you. Enjoy the broadcast tomorrow.
I will try to. Thank you.